This meeting is now being recorded.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. وعليكم السلام. Hi, this is Dave. وعليكم السلام.
Hi, this is Abdul Manan.
Hi, this is Christine.
Hello everyone, this is Fahad. For those of you who are not speaking into the line, can you please mute your lines? Thank you.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome to our webinar. This is Baher speaking. Just to note that I have an issue with my connectivity. So while I'm actually trying to connect, so now I'm on Adobe, but I might be kicked off at any point. So Fahd, I'm going to rely on you to run the slides if I drop off. Okay, so welcome. So this is our update on the Middle East strategy. We're approaching the end of the third year of the implementation of the Middle East strategy, and this is in fact the end of the mandate of the Middle East strategy as well. So in addition to the update, we would also like to discuss with you next steps. So moving to the next slide. So the journey started a little more than 2 years ago, or maybe three now, when we called upon community members to join a group to develop a strategy for ICANN in the Middle East, and we had a group of 22 members who had worked for almost 6 months on developing the strategy, identifying the strategic goals, objectives, and made recommendations on implementation. And in addition to that, the group also worked on the implementation plan year by year since 2013. Till today. In a nutshell, the strategic goals were around fostering two-way engagement between ICANN and the community, building a strong and competitive domain name industry in the region, promoting multi-stakeholder internet governance processes, accordingly, the strategic focus areas were around building capacities in DNS security and stability, developing the domain industry, and promoting multi-stakeholder internet governance in the region. When we started the implementation plan, and over the years, our key projects or initiatives were in six main buckets, if you will, between regional events and activities, stakeholder participation, en-route deployment, DNS market study, DNS entrepreneurship center, and media outreach. And I'm going to go into each one of those areas in details. What we have accomplished so far in each and every area, let me go, So in terms of regional events, okay, thank you, Fahd. As a result of the strategy, we established a number of regional events, such as the DNS Forum, Middle East DNS Forum, the Turkey DNS Forum, and those events have been taking place over the past couple of years. The Middle East Forum took place in Dubai and Amman, Jordan, and the Turkey DNS Forum took place in Istanbul twice since 2014. We also established the IG School, or the School on Internet Governance, Middle East School on Internet Governance. We had the first edition in Kuwait in 2014, the second edition in Tunisia in 2015, and also upon requests from the Internet community in Pakistan, we, you know, together with ISIC APNIC and the local community in Pakistan, we launched the IG School in Pakistan last year. We also had a number of workshops in DNS technical operations and security, in law enforcement, in a range of other areas. And we also participated in a number of regional activities. So in addition of activities that were initiated by ICANN and ICANN's partners, we also participated in many regional activities like the MENAG, like the Arab IGF, and others. Okay, that's fine. We can move forward. Stakeholder participation. The IDN Task Force on Arabic Script has been one of the success stories for the Middle East that manifests community engagement in work that is taking place not only at events or at ICANN meetings, but actually it takes place over the year, and it's been taking place for the past, I guess, 24 months today. This effort has been entirely led by community members since the recommendation was made in the strategy to initiate work on the Arabic script IDNs, particularly in areas related to the label generation rules for the use of IDNs at the top level. This work has, of course, evolved over the past couple of years. The Arabic Script Task Force, to my knowledge, was the first among other similar task force to conclude its work regarding the LGRs, and this work is going to be presented and celebrated at the upcoming ICANN meeting in Marrakesh. The work has also been evolved to include other areas like universal acceptance, which is a key area for the global acceptance and effective use of IDNs worldwide. Actually, one of the things I would like to mention that this work has been led by Sarmat Hussain. Sarmat started to lead this work from the Middle East as a community member back in 2013, and today is the head of the IDN work at ICANN. So he's become ICANN staff, but is still leading this work not only in the Middle East but across the globe. And of course, I'm saying this because Sarmat comes from Pakistan and has started and initiated this work from the Middle East long time ago. We also started the notion of bi-monthly webinars to update Middle East community on ongoing work in relation to ICANN over the past year since the work on the IANA transition and ICANN accountability has been significant. So it actually dominated the majority of the webinars we held over the past 12 months. So 5 out of the 7 webinars we held so far were on this topic. And this also has resulted in some feedback that has come from community members on the work on the transition and the accountability. We received quite a few responses on the various documents that have been posted over the past couple of years. Creation of remote hubs, the concept of remote hubs at ICANN meetings and also at the global IGF meeting. We've been promoting this concept in the Middle East, and we've seen interest and actually hosting from organizations and groups in the Middle East from different countries, and we've seen remote hubs in cities like Dubai, Islamabad, Istanbul, Sana'a, Tunis, Beirut, though it's not listed, but I remember there was also a remote hub in Beirut at some point, and probably few others. Next slide. Still on participation, community participation, we've seen new community members joining the various ICANN's constituencies, supporting organizations and advisory committees, as well as the different working groups. So on the the GNSO side, we have the non-commercial stakeholder group. We've seen new members coming to this group, as well as the non-commercial user constituency. The at-large constituency have a new member joining the at-large constituency from Tunis. Also, we have this is only over the past 2 years, since 2013. It's like fiscal year 14 and 15 till today. We have two new accredited registrars, two new DAC members from Mauritania and Palestine. The registrars actually come from United Arab Emirates, Salat, and ATI from Tunisia. Four new at-large structures, ISOC Islamabad, ISOC Yemen, ISOC Palestine, and the Lebanese IT Association, and two new NCEC members from Yemen and Sudan. Next slide. In terms of participation of ICANN meetings, we've seen some increase at the ICANN meetings, increase in participation in terms of number of participants from the Middle East and adjoining countries region, starting ICANN London in 2014. It went a little bit low again in Los Angeles, probably due to visas, but it was up again in Singapore in early 2015. And this also has reflected in the number of fellows. Today, our fellows from the Middle East and adjoining countries represent 20% of the total number of fellows. So out of 50 fellows that come to ICANN meetings, we have maintained a number between 9 and 12 fellows, which is a good percentage, given that we have five major regions at ICANN. So for the Middle East and adjoining countries to have a representation of 20%, this is a good percentage. Actually, the number of applications, of fellowship applications, has also increased, though it's not illustrated in this chart. But I remember for Marrakesh meeting, for instance, we received 127 applications. And if I'm not mistaken, it was over 100, I guess. And this is almost 27% of the overall applications received. Next slide. LV deployments in the past couple of years, we had a new instance in Dubai, two new instances, actually not one in Islamabad, plus one in Lahore. I must say that the Pakistani community has been very active, not only in participating at ICANN meetings and activities and events, but also in promoting ICANN work across the local community. This was clear in the work of the IANA transition and the ICANN accountability, in the work on IGF and related IG and whistles matters. The ISIC chapter has been very, in Islamabad, has been very active. Many of the academic community members in Pakistan have been active in the technical workshops that ICANN have been organizing in the past couple of years, and some community members actually have also taken part as instructors in many of those workshops. And also we have a new instance in Amman, Jordan. Next slide, please. On the number of workshops and number of attendees attending those workshops, we have the DNS Entrepreneurship Center. This is an initiative that ICANN is partnering in with the National Telecommunication Regulatory Authority of Egypt. It was announced at the ICANN meeting in London. And over the past 12 months, nine different workshops were conducted, and over 150 participants attended those workshops from more than 15 countries in Africa and the Middle East. The workshops covered various topics from DNS business development, registry best practices, DNS operations and DNS security, train the trainer, particularly in technical DNS, technical and operation DNS, DNS matters, local market analysis when it comes to CCTLD markets. With conducted this workshop in four different countries thus far, plus one very recent workshop on dispute resolutions and legal aspects of domain names. The workshop was hosted by Talal Abu Ghazala Intellectual Property in Cairo, and I must say that in all these workshops, ICANN has been lucky to work with many community members who supported those workshops, from registrars, from registries, from CCTLD managers, from different parties from within the region as well as outside, who participated either in person or by contributing content to those workshops. Next slide. Okay. I just want to highlight the train the trainer program because it's a key element in the DNS Entrepreneurship Center. The whole objective of the center is to develop expertise in the various aspects of the domain name industry, and to make sure that those expertise are well versed on the different elements of the domain name industry, from business policy, technical, legal, and so forth. And in doing so, we are trying to continue to work with those individuals and organizations who take part in the different workshops that we've been conducting over the past 12 months. We want to make sure that we continue to work with them on taking their participation to the next level. So in addition to sending people to attend those workshops, which is good, we work with them on identifying potential people who can become experts in some subject matter areas, and we started to implement this concept under the technical track. And the reason we started with the technical track is simply because we have a lot of experts in the technical community who are willing to help in this regard, and at the same time we have a significant number of technical people within the Middle East who with a little more training and mentoring can become experts in the technical areas of the DNS. And in fact, we started to see some of those people taking part in workshops as co-leads or co-instructors. We've seen co-instructors coming from Egypt, Tunisia, and Pakistan, and we are continuing to work with them and others in conducting trainings at national level to be led entirely by those new experts who come from within the region. Our goal is to continue the practice of train the trainer and to take it to other tracks as well, like the business and the policy and the legal tracks. Next slide. DNS study, one of the recommendations of the strategy was for ICANN to conduct a market study on the DNS in the Middle East. And since ICANN does not have the expertise in-house to conduct such studies, we commissioned URID, one of the leading CCTLD registries .eu. We commissioned them to conduct this study. A draft report was posted and discussed during the ICANN meeting in Dublin back in October, and the final report is being finalized as we speak based on input that was received from community members during November and December time frame. And URID is currently working on finalizing the report. In fact, they shared with us a semi-final version of this report, and the final report will be posted within the next week or two. I'm not going to go through details of the report, but in a nutshell, the report includes some factual data about the region. It includes analysis of this data and recommendations based on conclusions and analysis and conclusions driven from the data. We're gonna have the time during Marrakesh to discuss this report in detail, and also to discuss next steps now that we have the report ready. What is it that the community would like to see in terms of actions as a result of this report? Next slide. Also, one of the and this is I guess the final element or sort of initiative of our strategy in the past 2.5 years to intensify our media outreach in. I think it's more than, I'm not sure, it's 18 months, maybe two years. ICANN hired a new director for communications in Europe, Middle East, and Africa, Luna Madi. Luna has been working very closely with Fahad and myself increasing intensifying the visibility of ICANN in the local and regional media across the Middle East. Also, we've been seeing more articles about ICANN and ICANN-related issues in many media outlets online and as well as traditional outlets. The ICANN EMEA newsletter was introduced a while ago, I guess more than a year ago, and we also started the practice of organizing media roundtables alongside events that are organized in the region. We've done that around the DNS forum, around the some of the regional events that take place in some countries, and over the past 18 months, we've had six different media roundtables in six different different countries. Next slide. Okay, this slide illustrates the number of hits for all ICANN news. So these are the number of hits that come from the, within the region. You can see that the country like Turkey has the largest hits since 2014. We can see Emirates, United Arab Emirates second, and in 2015, Egypt, I guess, is coming third. The data in 2016 is still, you know, because we're only in February, so it doesn't reflect the entire year. And I understand from Luna that our comms team is collecting more detailed data about the you know the that reflects our media outreach activities in the various regions, including Middle East. Next slide. Okay, in terms of next step, and this is the second part of this course. The first part is the update, which I provided, and then the second part, which is a question that I want to float to participants of this call to get your initial thoughts, and then we're going to have more time during Marrakesh to continue the discussion on this question in terms of what next. Now, we're, as I said, by June this year, we will have accomplished our mission as a Middle East Strategy Working Group, developing a three-year strategy and implementing it. We will be providing a complete report on what has been achieved with some clear metrics that measure our achievements as a community, as ICANN community, and then the question will be what is next, how we're going to organize ourselves for the coming years. Do we want to develop another strategy for another 3 years? Do we want to continue the implementation year by year based on what has been achieved so far, and also based on input received from community members from now till June? Do we want to see the Middle East Strategy Working Group continue its work in overseeing the implementation of the strategy year by year? Do we want to see another group doing that? Do we want to have this group limited as a limited membership group or as an open-ended group? All this and probably many other questions, we would like to hear from you what your thoughts on those questions are and what your advice to us in terms of, you know, how we can move forward with our strategy and with our implementation. So I'm gonna stop here, and I guess this is the time to hear from you, whether questions or comments. Thank you for listening, and back to you, Fahd. Thank you. Anyone who wants to ask questions or provide feedback or comments, you can either, you know, talk to the mic. You can raise your hand if you are in the Adobe room. You can also place your question in the chat room. So feel free to raise your question whatever way you want.
Okay, so I think we have a question from Alan. Alan, you can speak in.
Actually, I have a comment, not a question. Well, you mentioned in your presentation that the time becoming a member in debt. Actually, I will represent Palestine in GAC, but I don't receive any official letter from ICANN.
Okay, Alan, I'm not sure I heard you clearly, but I guess your question is about your membership as Palestine in the GAC. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Right. So let me clarify. I know from the GAC, from our GAC support team, that a request has been received from the Ministry of Communication in Palestine, and they referred to us as staff in charge of the region where Palestine resides, and the normal process is that you should hear back from the GAC Secretariat on, you know, your membership request, and based on our recommendation, we expect that you will hear confirmation from them. So I hope and expect that by the Marrakesh meeting, Palestine will officially become a GAC member.
Okay, so we have another question in the room, and it's from Amr Sadr, and he asks, I don't know
before,
if I missed...
Pat, can I... Pat, sorry, before Amr, I guess there was a question from Michael Ovia. Can you see that?
Yeah, Bahar, so it's not a question really, it's just a comment. So he says...
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. All right. Okay, I'm good. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so we have a question from Amr Sadr, and he says, I don't know if I missed it, but there are some, there are also some ICANN stakeholder engagement initiatives, including, for example, a civil society engagement initiative. These are meant to coordinate activities with regional strategies. Are there any updates on this? Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Amr, for flagging this and for reminding us with the civil society engagement effort. I didn't mean to overlook this. I was mainly sort of, you know, reporting on the Middle East strategy. But I can ask Fahd to provide a quick update on the civil society engagement because he has been part of this work from the ICANN staff side.
Okay, thank you, Bahram. Thank you, Amr, for asking this question. And I understand, I still remember that you are very much interested in actually being part of this whole civil society engagement thing. Frankly speaking, things have been moving a little bit slower than we expected. As you may know, we actually have a global civil society engagement. And actually the next step is for us to actually customize that document at regional levels. I understand there is a webinar this Friday to actually, let's say, discuss further about civil society engagement at ICANN. Of course, if we look back to the regional strategy. Civil society engagement was not explicitly mentioned there, but this does not mean that we are not going to do any civil society engagement. Once we are ready at a regional level, we will definitely reach out to regional stakeholders, and whoever is interested can actually help us in pushing that civil society engagement strategy forward. I hope that addresses your question.
Okay, I see Amr is typing, and I think Aisha is also trying to type something.
So Aisha Al-Ma'mari has a comment, she has a suggestion in fact, and she says, I suggest to do one workshop in some gathering like Middle East DNS Forum. So probably Aisha might want to expand on what kind of workshop is she referring to.
If anyone is on the line and would like to speak to the mic, please feel free.
Okay, so Aisha says, I mean like SWAT workshop, which was done in Oman.
Right, so the SWAT workshop, as I said, was a part of the DNS Entrepreneurship Center initiative, and we've been organizing those workshops with CCTLDs. And the region, the reason we thought that CCTLDs would or should be the main sort of partner in those workshops is because simply CCTLDs are the main vehicle for driving DNS business within their countries. And, recently, as Aisha said, we just concluded two SWAT workshops in Muscat and in Dubai. They were very successful. Feedback received from participants was, again, along the same lines of, we need more of this. Again, our initial sort of reaction to that is let's try to be more specific on what we are trying to achieve here in terms of, what is it that we want to achieve out of those workshops, because it's not only the workshop. We're trying to work with the CCTLDs beyond the workshop on taking some of the recommendations that were identified by the participants of the workshop and figure out how we can help CCTLD registries and local registrars implement those recommendations. This is the key thing to be able to say that those workshops were successful or effective. So we're very open to continue to work with CCTLDs who hosted some of those workshops in the past or also other CCTLDs in the region who believe that those workshops are useful for them and for their communities.
Okay, so we have two more questions from Michael Oria, and his first question is, what do you identify as the priorities in the region going forward? Capacity building, greater participation, expanded infrastructure, etc.
So this question also goes back to the question about what's next, because the strategy that was developed 3 years ago identified three key areas that were also thought as priority areas for the region. Capacity building was one, developing domain name industry was two, promoting multi-stakeholder internet governance was three. Now, whether these priorities will continue to be our priorities for the next 3 years, this is the question I need, you know, the community to answer. I need to hear from you and others on this question to be able to agree on our priorities for the next year or the next 3 years or the next 5 years, and then start to work on a plan to, you know, implement those priorities.
Okay, Bahar, we have another question from Michael, and he says, I'm interested in knowing if there are any policies or approaches ICANN is taking towards the internet in Syria. Is there any initiatives ICANN supported or not that is researching accessibility or other problems caused by the war?
Okay, I'm sorry, is this question on the, yeah, I'm trying to read from the chat room. Okay. Okay. So, well, so the first part of the question about Syria, the answer is no. I mean, we don't have a particular approach toward internet in Syria. Many of our, you know, Syrian stakeholders who were, you know, somewhat active with ICANN before the Arab Spring, you know, are not active at all, and you know, some of them actually had to leave the country. So we're actually losing some of our contacts and some of the, you know, ground that we had built in Syria at some point, which is very unfortunate, of course. But, you know, I'd be open to any suggestion, Michael, on this issue. Now, the second part is about supported researching accessibility, other problems caused by the war. Yeah, well, yeah, so it's the same question. You know, the answer is no. Also, bear in mind that our remit at ICANN is very limited to DNS. But I can tell you that in the past 4 or 5 years, it happened twice that we were approached by our CCTLD contacts in Syria on issues related to making sure that the CCTLD itself, the DNS servers, are up and running. In some cases, it was for reasons related to connectivity and infrastructure. In some other cases, it was electricity. So, it happened in the past few years at least twice that I was contacted by our CCTLD contacts, and we worked with our technical DNS team to ensure that the DNS servers remain up and running.
Okay, we have a question from Charles Chaban. Charles, please go ahead. Charles?
Sorry. Thank you.
Okay, please go ahead.
Not a question. I wanted to thank ICANN for everything, of course, and speaking especially Bahar and Saad, of course, and speaking a member of the ICANN strategy team. I wanted to answer the question which already Bahar already answered, which is mainly the priorities. Mainly, we would like to hear, as a member, I think, of the strategy team of the community in general, what is the priorities for our region. As you noticed, Bahar's presentation showed many aspects and covered many things, and I can thankfully tried their best, and they were always there, and even you always noticed the emails from Fahed for the different mailing lists to try to put everyone in contact more, to know more what's happening, and so on. So it's not only from the members, I think. It will be good if, please, different community, anyone who received the information, news about ICANN, whatever happening, tell us what they think the next priorities, as Bahar just explained. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Charles. We also have another question from Alan. Alan? Alan, are you still there? Okay, so it seems that he got dropped off. So we have another question from Aisha Al-Ma'mari, and she says, I have a question about train the trainees. You only train in technical side, so that's the question. Also, how the training done? I mean face-to-face or through online?
So what we've done so far, as I said, we started with the technical track, and we started with a face-to-face session that took place like 9 months ago, and it was on it was actually on training trainers, and it was on how to teaching participants how to set up training platforms, how to deliver training, what are the basic skills to deliver trainings, and so forth. And this was a training for 9 or 10 people. They were those people were carefully selected by the instructors of the training. They wanted to have people who are well versed on not only DNS technical issues but other skills as well. And what we have done next was to identify, based on, again, input from the instructors themselves, to identify potential, out of the 9, 10 people who attended, to identify maybe four of them who could be potential, and lead trainers in the future. And we started to work with them other workshops that we organize in the region by inviting them to participate as school trainers. We've done that in Cairo. We've done that in Tunisia, in Pakistan, and I think we're going to do it in Istanbul very soon because MENOG is going to take place in Istanbul in March, and we're also working with the MENOG program committee on some technical training to take place there, and we're inviting one of our technical contacts in Turkey to participate as co-trainer in this activity. So this is what we've done so far. But again, moving forward, we would like to take this experience to other tracks as well, business, policy, legal, and others. Maybe through the team of the DNS Center in Egypt, they could help us, take this to the next level.
Okay, so we have another question from Nadira Al-Arad, and she says, thanks for your great deliverables in evaluating it against ending strategy. What were the percentage being accomplished?
Okay, this is a very good question, Nadira. So I must confess that we are finalizing the matrix to be able to answer this question and to show dashboards with clear percentages of what has been achieved so far. Can people mute the lines, please? Thank you. I can promise you, Nadira, that in Marrakesh, we will have more detailed matrix with clear percentages on what has been achieved.
We have a question. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I guess this is Hadia. Go ahead.
Hello. Hello?
Hadia, go ahead.
Yes. I had a question about the metrics. Yes, I had a question. I'm sorry, I was not able to. I didn't have connection before. But anyway, I had posted a question again about the metrics. And what metrics do you suggest to use to measure performance? What metrics?
So actually,
because you were asking about the goals and if we should keep the priorities as they are or not. So in order to decide on that, what are the metrics that you suggest to use to measure the performance?
Right. So in the context of this strategy, we are guided by metrics that were identified by community members in the strategy document that was developed 3 years ago. Top of my head, I can tell you that some of the metrics have to do with, the level of community engagement in ICANN, like, you know, number of new members of constituency A or constituency B, number of new GAC members or at-large structures, registrars and so forth. So this is one kind of metric. Another metric is number of participants at ICANN meetings, number of participants in regional events, and so forth. Other metrics were related to number of TLDs, like, you know, with the new GTLDs now, how many of those new TLDs were launched and how many registrations are there under those new TLDs, and so forth. So, the matrix were clearly identified in the document, and I assume that this is one of the, things that the community might want to reconsider for what's next or for the next few years to revisit those
okay,
metrics.
And some of them were mentioned also in your presentation today. So basically, these are the KPIs that we should be looking at to decide. Thank you.
Okay, so we have another question from Ali Al-Mash'al. Ali, please go ahead. Ali, are you still there? Okay, so we'll take another question from the floor, from the chat list, and it's from Muhammad Al-Kindi, and he says, is there a list of scheduled webinars such as this one so we can book ourselves?
Yeah, so we don't have a calendar of webinars, as far as I know. In fact, I'm correct on this, but this is certainly something we can develop and make sure that it's made available well ahead of time so that people can mark the dates in their calendars. I think this is a good suggestion.
We have another question.
Hello,
from Ahmed.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Ali, please go ahead.
Go ahead,
Ali.
I was on the phone. I don't know why it didn't. Thank you very much, Fahad. Thanks a lot, Bahar and Fahad. My point is sort of a suggestion, which is more or less same as what just Bahar mentioned when Heidi was speaking about what we need to do next. I think it's a good to have what went well and what went wrong, or sort of a lesson learned from the previous strategy, just to evaluate the strategy that we have put for the last period. How was that? What was interesting to the community? What was we couldn't do it? Why is that? So we can review all of these goals and objectives, and then either build on top of them or change even some of these strategies and goals to align to the community requirements and needs. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ali.
Okay, thank you, Ali. And we have also Hisham Abul Yazid who would like to make an intervention. Hisham, the floor is yours. Hisham, are you there? Okay, well, so we'll take another question from the floor, and I think it's the last question. So it's from Amr Sadr, and he says, apart from workshops on technical issues, ICANN also holds quarterly webinars to explain the GNSO's policy development process. This webinar is also repeated with the launch of any new policy development working group. If you are interested in learning more about policy development at ICANN/GNSO, please attend one of these. They are really helpful.
Thank you, Amr.
We have a question from
Shukran. There is an upcoming policy webinar, I guess it's on the 12th, or maybe it's next week. It's the one, you know, it was announced a couple of days ago. We can share with you the date. And this is the, I think it's going to be the last policy webinar before the Marrakesh meeting. So it's coming up soon.
So Bahar Manal says it's on the 25th of this month.
Thank you, Manal.
We have another question from Shukri, and he says, what do you think about the results reached in domain name industry in our regions?
Results. I think it's a little early to sort of assess the results. I mean, you can assess the progress and the workshops and the activities.
Okay, so I think Bahar got dropped off. Okay, so until Bahar reconnects, there is another question from Hisham Abul Yazid, which I can actually answer. So he says, the study by BCG commissioned by ICANN in 2014 and its update of last year was very significant in terms of impact on high-level policy making in the value chain. How is this study going forward in terms of follow-up or further update? So Hisham, in 2015, there was a supplement document consisting of 11 pages, which kind of classified countries in a different way. I'd really recommend that you read that supplement report. Now, frankly speaking, I don't have any information at this stage on how the report will move forward, but maybe, I'm not sure. It could so happen that there could be a report maybe in the coming years to see if there has been a change in terms of ranking of these countries in the report, because from our understanding, some countries actually are kind of taking the outcomes of these of this report seriously and are kind of doing things on the ground in hopes of improving their overall ranking. And I can give you one good example is Nigeria, actually. Bahar, are you back? Yes, it seems that Bahar has dropped off completely. Okay, so we have a question from Naveed, and he says, thanks for the nice session. Please describe about the strategy and way forward on the post-Middle East GNS study. So Naveed, I'm not sure, are you talking about the Middle East strategy as a whole, or are you just talking about the Middle East GNS study? So let me just type in. Okay, so frankly speaking, Naveed, I mean, we are still evaluating what we'll be doing with the study. I mean, one thing for sure we are going to do is to share the findings of the study with the DNF industry in the region. Maybe share the findings of the study at other relevant fora. For example, there will be a Middle East Network Operators Group event in Istanbul in late March, and actually we will be sharing the findings of the study there, and we'll be zooming in on Turkey. And of course, in other regional fora, we will be doing something similar. We are still kind of thinking how to move next on the study and how to utilize the study in hopes of improving the DNS industry in the region. We would definitely love to hear from you, from the regional stakeholders, on any suggestions. And in fact, one of the goals of this call is to actually hear from you on the way forward. So for the past 3 or so years, we have had this strategy, we have been implementing it. Now, what are the next steps? What are the things that the community would like to do? So we have different suggestions during this call. Of course, we would like to hear your thoughts, not just only on what is needed forward, but in fact, how to move forward. I guess this is what I can share with you at this stage. So I think there is another question from Hisham. I hope there is a linkage with the regional approach of Newsweek, especially if there could be a further 2016 update focused region by region. So are you talking, Hisham, just about the Middle East strategy, or are you talking about the other regional strategies? Yeah, okay, so that's a good point. I mean, frankly speaking, I mean, even in kind of moving ahead with the strategy, we do take the BCG report into account. We have presented the findings of this report at various places. We have also shared them with our regional stakeholders. If you or anybody on this call has some ideas on how to link the regional strategy with the findings of the BCG report, we'd be happy to hear from you. Okay, so Hadi asks, do we have a study that considered Africa as well? So Hadi, if you're talking about the Middle East DNS study, actually at the moment,
yes.
Our colleagues in the Africa team are working on a similar study. So I think they're in the process of issuing an RFP and finalizing a vendor to do the study for them. I can tell you for a fact that our colleagues in the LAC region, which is Latin America and the Caribbean, they have already identified a vendor, and they'll be moving ahead with their regional DNS study.
And the study considering Africa will also include some of the out region countries like Tunisia, Algeria, Egypt, like North Africa as well?
Yes, so actually I'm assuming, since also that's part of Africa, I think they will be including the North African countries in their study, but I'm not sure if they'll be zooming in on all the countries or just zooming in on some of the, let's say, top-tier economies. Like, for example, in the Middle East study, we did not focus on the 26 countries of the region. We only focused on a number of countries in the region.
Okay.
Okay, so Amr is actually asking a question to Hisham. What BCG study were you referring to? So Amr, actually, the report Hisham is referring to is the BCG report on e-friction, which is called Greasing the Wheels of the Internet Economy. If you wish, I can share the link of the study with you. Yep, okay. So actually, we are conscious of time. We are 10 minutes beyond our time. Thank you all for joining us for this webinar. Your feedback has been taken into account. Of course, you can always write to us. Our email address is neswg@icann.org. We are always happy to listen from you. Of course, during the ICANN meeting in Marrakesh, we'll be having three different sessions. So one of these sessions is actually an update on the Middle East strategy. So if you are in Marrakesh attending the meeting, please join us. Once the agenda is out, we will definitely share with you details related to the session. We also have some other nice sessions in place for the regional community. And at any time, if there is anything we can do for you, or if you have any thoughts or ideas for the region, please feel free to write to us. And thank you all for joining us today. Have a great day.
Thank you, everyone.